A railway station cafe, a female traveller, married, happily, so she thought. Then she meets a doctor, also married, and gradually, over tea, they fall in love. Now, if you're a Noel Coward fan, you'll recognise the plot of his original stage play, Still Life. It was adapted by David Lean for the classic 1945 film Brief Encounter. Well, innovative British company Knee High Theatre is in Australia to stage their Broadway and West End version of Brief Encounter. The production is set around Milford Junction Railway Station in England during the winter of 1938-39. It switches between actors, song and black and white film footage on a giant screen. Simon Harvey's associate director of the Knee High Theatre, and I spoke to him yesterday.
I think the real strength of this production is we've stayed true to the original material, but we've also kind of, the way we tell the story involves a lot of music and a lot of comedy and quite innovative techniques included in using the film and footage and things like that. So I think our telling of it and the kind of techniques that we use, Knee High Theatre uses, is what brings the audiences in. And then at the centre you have this classic love story that people know and love and that most people have felt at one time or another in their life.
Yes, the film version, the original film version, you use it in this production. Why?
We use Still Life and the original film production, the script from that, as our source material. So what Emma's done is adapted the two together with the original cast and devised something based on them. And then we've recreated our own film footage in the style of the David Lean film to sort of give it an epic backdrop. I mean, our version's very much set in, it's very much British and set in 1938, and part of the reason it works is because of the manners of society at that time, and the fact that to have an affair then in particular was so much more difficult socially.
So they were so respectable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Laura and Alec, the central characters, are, you know, upper middle class characters, and they're so respectable, so it's so not the thing they should be doing.
Quite. So tell us about the staging and the mix of actors and the song and film. It sounds like a sort of an incredible mosaic.
Yeah, I'd like to think the thing that to get across to your listeners is that I think it's a great night out, this show. When you arrive at the auditorium at the beginning, we have musicians, we have a live band throughout the show, and the musicians and performers are in the audience doing pre-show numbers. So the show actually starts 15 minutes before the show starts, if you get what I mean, with songs from the era. In terms of the staging, it's a sort of visual feast, really. We sort of mix the manners of 1938 with sort of vaudeville music hall style numbers as well, and you get the film element as well. So we chuck everything in there.
And of course, it was a huge hit on the West End. And what is really intriguing, given all our debates these days about gay marriage and so on, is that Noel Coward was very much a gay man who couldn't live out of it, but nevertheless had a wonderful judgment about the manners and mores of the society. So he couldn't love freely.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, that's partly why I think he's such a brilliant writer anyway. His writing stands the test of time, absolutely. It's so modern, actually, in the way that it's written. But the character of Laura, who is really the lead within the show, I think is a cipher for Noel Coward himself. And so he writes brilliantly about not being able to be with the person you want to be with and that heartbreak because he obviously understood it.
You have two Australians in the cast, don't you?
We do, yeah, two Adelaideans. Is that the right word?
Yes, that's what it'll do.
So we've got Michelle Nightingale playing the part of Laura, so playing the lead, and a young actress called Kate Cheel. So I came out in March of this year and did a workshop with about 20, 25 actors from Adelaide, because this show's been running off and on for almost 6 years now. And we've had various different casts along the way. And at that stage, we just didn't... It's like a jigsaw trying to put it back together again. We didn't know who was in and who was out. So I did a workshop with 25 male and female actors, and it just so happened that they were fantastic, those two, and the parts became available.
Simon, when I have actually, if I've been lucky enough to go to any theatre in London, I have noticed there's a lot of this emphasis, sort of like a making sure that theatre doesn't seem drab. Sometimes I think verging on the tricksy, and that there are devices and tricks used almost to compete with film. I don't necessarily know that I think it's always in the best interest of the content. I can see what's being aimed for, but sometimes I sort of think, oh, stop playing tricks with me. Do you ever think it might fall that side of the line?
I've got absolute implicit trust in Emma Rice, who is the director and adapter of the show, to balance that out. Yes, I know what you mean. When that's not handled well, it can be disengaging. But I think in this production, it's such a feast for the senses and so well handled. And the comedy feeds the tragedy and vice versa. It would be a very different show without the comic elements and the musical elements within it.
Mm. Yes, I noticed that Emma did go through a lot when she actually adapted the 1945 A Matter of Life and Death, the Powell and Pressburger film, which opened at the National Theatre a few years back, and she really got savaged by the critics for her rethink of it.
Yeah, for some reason that one didn't hit home as well. Whether that's slightly more iconic, whether the film is quite left field in the first place, that one, and so people kind of have their feelings about that one. But with Brief Encounter, we do such a different version. We stay true to the material, we don't pastiche it, but we do such a different version than the film. So the film exists and we're not playing with that at all. Mm. And this is our retelling of it.
Gamely striding out.
And that's right.
Look, we'll hear some lovely music, but music's a pretty important part of your new staging, is it not?
Absolutely. I'd say it's integral. There's music pretty much from the off, whether it's songs and numbers or whether it's underscore. We really weave the music into the narrative so that it helps tell the story.
Well, look, it sounds marvellous and you're about to go on a national tour. So, Simon Harvey, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Ooh, the wide lagoon in which the island lies changes colour with the changing skies, and lovely beyond belief the dazzling surf on the outer reef murmurs its timeless lullaby. Perhaps the heart that lies is bereaved, measured against the sea's eternity. Oh, the wide lagoon in which the island lies changes colour with a change in skies, and lovely, lovely, the dazzling surf as it murmurs its timeless lullaby.
That's a song from the show, Noel Coward's The Wide Lagoon, sung by Stuart McLaughlin and the British cast of the production. And we were speaking earlier to Simon Harvey, Associate Director of the UK's Knee High Theatre, which is bringing Brief Encounter to Australia, starting in Adelaide and touring right around Australia.